Hey everybody, what's up? It's me, your host, Dangerous ASMR, back at it again with another round of Character Q&A. Goy288 asks, to Kara, where can I get some of those half-orc ex-human novels that I've heard you've been reading? Asking for a friend.
What? Who told you I read ridiculous novels like that? I read war stories or books on strategy. I don't have any interest to read stories about a beautiful human princess falling in love with her misunderstood half-orc bodyguard, or the grizzled and hardened knight who teams up with the orc tribeswoman and she teaches him how to love again. So beautiful, I think it's time for the next question.
Daniel Hotham asks, to the Fooded Tavern Wench, how's business been, especially now that you have a very willing stress reliever helping out around the inn? As far as business goes? About the same, really. Not much has changed. Just an extra hand to help around the tavern. Though my little stress reliever has had some difficulties focusing in the workday, there have been a few mishaps here and there. But I must admit I am partially to blame for their lack of focus. Russell asks, to Lola, what is your battle costume going to look like?
Al naturale, mio bambino. I find anything that obscures the sight of this perfectly gorgeous body could also hinder movement, or just be a plain general nuisance. If it doesn't enhance the display, I say forget it. Angela can go on and on about decorum and public nudity and all of her insecurities, but when you've got it, you've got it, am I right? Perhaps I'll change my mind someday, if I'm faced with a foe that requires that I don some armor, but it's going to have to be fabulously styled armor. Only the best for you-know-who. Maybe I can swing it so that I can steal an actual suit of goddess armor, and I piss off whatever divinity and it's a whole story arc type deal. But hey, as long as I look amazingly beautiful in it and it's the most powerful armor in the universe, it'll be worth it, right? Oh, what if it's transparent armor? That way you can still see everything. Oh, I have got to get on this immediately. Anyone have Hephaestus's email address?
Russell also asks, to the French maid, with all of the isolating and quarantine occurring, how have you been spending your time since there's no one to seduce?
Ah, well, it can be hard not to be lonely, oui. But I keep myself busy, you know, dusting and bending over at the waist, and to keep flexible, of course. Besides, now with the vaccine, I'm sure l'hôtel will be filled up again in no time. And it won't be the only thing getting filled up.
CVTE Bai asks, to Cynthia from the Witch's Experiment, why are you such a bitch? That's all.
I assume you made this comment only to insult me. I have endured worse words from those much more respectable than you. CVTE Bai. I have no reason to answer such a meaningless question.
SF asks, to the Countess, I'm sorry for disrespecting you last time. I've learned my lesson. But can you still step on me?
I'll be happy to step on you, my pet. Right after you've been appropriately punished, of course. If you want the privilege of being stepped on by me, you've got to earn it.
SF also asks, Takara, how do you feel being stronger than Ranger, given how close you two are? Do you wish they were closer to your strength? Or do you enjoy being stronger?
I like the Ranger just how they are. Whether I'm stronger than them or not, it doesn't matter to me. It's how caring and lovely the person is that matters. That being said, it's very nice when we do things like wrestle with each other. I usually end up on top with them pinned to the ground. Although don't tell Ranger this, sometimes I let them win.
And finally, to the Neko girl, how do you feel about your old owner? Do you hate them?
I wouldn't say I hate them, no. But I don't like them very much. They hurt me. They left me. Like I was nothing. So, no. They aren't my favorite.
Jasper Shaw asks, to the Fuda Tavern wench, are you gonna fuck my ass and face again anytime soon?
Maybe. If you're good. And patient. Anything is possible.
Jack asks, to Carmelina, if the Countess didn't return, would you let her pet go, and how would you make sure it didn't reveal your identity as a vampire?
The Countess is my sire, so I am bound to honor her wishes, even in your absence. And besides the old vampiric tradition bullshit, she's my best friend. In death, in life, whatever. Now if her pet, once free, decided to be foolish, well, I'll make sure to warn them of the consequences before I go. After that, the creature has a right to self-preservation, no?
Jack also asks, to the serial killer, any advice on how to get away with it? Asking for a friend.
First things first, I'm only going to answer because this is some fictional fourth wall bullshit, you feel me? Because you never, ever talk about killing where any average moron can hear you. You know, the first rule of Kill Club and all that fucking horse shit. I'm serious, though, man. You take that shit to your fucking grave. Or it'll take you to yours. Death row, you know. And they don't even do the fun type of executions anymore. Or if they do, they make them niche, you know. Limited edition, hard to find type of shit. Fucking bullshit is what I say. They're just too lazy to get creative anymore. Plus, with all those PC fucking do-gooders harping on about cruel and unusual. Oh, fuck. Where was I? Oh, yeah. My advice to your, friend. Shut the hell up.
And finally, to Venus, are there more of your kind, or is it just you?
Oh, there are way more of my kind than just me. I'm just the best one.
Oriana asks, to the reluctant succubus, not really a question, also don't want anything from you, just want to give you a hug.
Sure. I like hugs. Hugs are great.
Daniel Gable asks, to Naya the Lovecraftian being, is my personal reality just your twisted daydream? And when will the great ones finally awaken?
It is not your place.
least know the plans of the great ones, human. Your reality exists for the amusement of beings whose greatness lies beyond your imagining. And yes, for my own enjoyment as well. But don't you find it freeing, little one? Knowing that no matter what you do, what choices you make, none of it matters. Not even in the slightest. To be released from the tedious insistence of your own self-importance. What a blessing.
Scythe asks, to the imposter, are you actually afraid of the dark, or was that an act? Oh, I'm not actually afraid of the dark. On my planet, we spend most of our lives in the dark. I find it soothing more than anything. And it makes it easier to hunt. And to the Countess, why are you such an arrogant prick?
Funny. I was about to ask you the same question. Such judgmental words from someone I have never had the privilege of meeting myself. Which is a pity. I'm sure you would have made a fine meal.
Velling asks, to the reluctant succubus, what's your favorite type of cheese? Brie. No doubt about that. Best thing you humans have ever made. Aside from wrestling. Roulade asks, to the Countess, you're the best and I love you. Where can I apply to be your pet?
Well, aren't you just adorable? I have to say, I find the idea of a willing pet rather intriguing. But I'd have to test our compatibility before I could take you on. If you're truly interested, just come to the edge of the woods at midnight. Then all you have to do is prick your finger and wait. Don't worry. I'll find you.
And to the imposter, how is life going with your love?
Oh, it's wonderful. I haven't even eaten them yet. Not even a single bite. Though I have tasted them many times, if you know what I mean.
Hart asks, to the tavern keeper, any chance of a second appearance? Oh, absolutely. After all, I have business to run. So don't worry your pretty little head. I'm not going anywhere. And finally, Chuggemplier 316 asks, to the reluctant succubus, you told us who your mother is, but not your father. So who is your father? Next, are there any half-human, half-succubus hybrids? If so, are they cast out for being different? And finally, when you go from portal to portal, what's it like and how long does it take you to get from your home world to Earth? Oh, Dad's human. Well, used to be. Mom met him many years ago. Being in hell for so long has changed him. He'd say for the better if he were here. He can, keep up with Mom for many hours now. I don't think we have hybrids. I mean, I'd be one if we did. Same for my sisters. I'm definitely the most human out of them. I mean, I'm the nicest one, if I do say so myself. As for the portals, It's only like a second or something. You know that static feeling when you put on a sweater or something? Kind of tingly like that.
Okay, guys, that's it. I hope you enjoyed this week's character Q&A, and I'll see you here next time.